Well, today we are once again blessed to have another one of those international men of mystery, a person who is an absolute entrepreneur and really understands the space of cybersecurity. He's helped bring a company up from when it was just a twinkle in his eye to now one of those companies that many, many of our Chime members and others in the industry lean on. Obviously balances a international company across the globe, and as you can imagine, probably a little challenged during these times. So we're absolutely pleased to have the president and CEO of one of our great foundation members, Medigate, here with us today. Please welcome Jonathan Langer to the program.
Hey, Russ, thank you very much for having me today and looking forward to our chat.
Yeah, you know, I absolutely miss, I wish we could be having breakfast at that little cool restaurant right around the corner from your house that we last got to see each other in person. So definitely miss that in person here. So how are you, your family, and your company doing during this crazy time we're living in?
Well, I miss meeting people as well. And I remember that lovely breakfast that we had. You know what? We're keeping safe, thankfully. New York is looking much better than it was a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago. So we're fortunate to be in that situation. And I can only hope that the situation will improve across the nation and globally. But all in all, we are doing great.
Well, tell us a little bit about your company and kind of how it came to be, because it's a great story. And truly what I was saying earlier, with an international connection of expertise.
Well, we had kind of an interesting story. So maybe this was just a little bit over 3 years ago. Time has passed fairly quickly. Myself and my two partners, we just finished a pretty long military service in the Israeli army, Israeli intelligence. And we really wanted to take the cybersecurity skills that we had learned in the army and to bring them to a good spot in the civilian world. And we encountered healthcare. And to me, I always laugh at this, it felt like love at first sight, because it was from the first meeting that we had with a healthcare CISO, we understood that it was a very tough problem and one that really requires deep technological skills, and we really felt up to it. So we just close to that event, we established Medigate began to build our company and to build our product and offerings. And it's been three fantastic years. And today it seems like we've made a lot of tremendous progress, and we're very proud of it.
Well, I think you're a little humble on your progress here. If you look at the awards and accolades for you all over the last couple of years, especially in 19 and 20, if I went over all of them, we'd use all of our time up. But you're definitely being recognized as one of the up and coming, if not really premier cybersecurity companies. You know, tell us a little bit how you're managing the company.
So thank you very much for mentioning that. And I'll tell you what, I think in terms of management and really what's made us successful so far, one of the key elements to that has really been the focus on healthcare. We recognize that it is such a, I'd say, complex domain and a really tough problem to solve from a technological standpoint, from a governance standpoint. And that absolute focus on healthcare has really helped us to receive, to achieve excellence in what we do. So our entire management, I'd say, focus and management culture is around professionalism and precision as it relates to healthcare. And I think that's been key to our success.
So obviously y'all have grown, you've grown considerably, and you've grown fast in the world here, in the business world. And if the news is correct, you've just recently closed your latest round of funding. Some people may not even know what that means, so maybe you can elaborate a little bit. But what do you plan on doing with this additional funding as well?
Well, yes. That is correct. What we've done lately is we've taken our Series B funding, which is really another round of venture capital funding that helps us accelerate our growth and strengthens our company and its plans moving forward. Now, with regard to the plans, really we're looking to achieve two main objectives. One is we want to become, on a global basis, really healthcare's security platform for all connected devices in a healthcare delivery organization. And what that means is that we want to leverage the platform that we've already built with a solid foundation of visibility specific to healthcare, and to build numerous offerings or value adds on top of that robust platform, ultimately enabling us to be recognized as healthcare's security platform. The other initiative that we're looking to pursue is really more of an operational efficiency play as it relates to the usage of medical devices. And really what we're trying to hone in on, which is a problem that I think many HDOs are feeling today, given especially since COVID has reached our lives, is the ability to reach ROI or to achieve cost savings based on optimization of the deployment of the medical devices across the enterprise. So we're really looking to achieve both things in terms of our, I'd say, midterm plans. And we're really excited to pursue that.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations on that. That's not easy to say the least.
So, thank you very much.
So let's just be blunt. We are in this pandemic and horrific things are happening to people around the world. But even more so at this point, you add to that, you know, I don't think any of the bad guys, bad people took off any time off during this time. So we're probably one of our greatest cybersecurity threat periods in history. That combined with now, we just saw recently, at least an announcement, that the first death occurred due to a cybersecurity breach in Germany. What are you seeing kind of, you specialize in healthcare, obviously we specialize in healthcare. What do you see kind of the current environment looking like right now for security and healthcare?
You know, these are very special times, very difficult times with regard to cybersecurity. What I'm seeing right now, and I'm sure you guys are seeing that as well, is that there are a lot of things that are happening at once. So on the one hand, people are very, very, very busy in healthcare around tons of initiatives that are happening due to COVID. One of them, of course, being the remote work transition, which we're almost past, but or for the most part, we're past that. But that was a heavy workload. And also, of course, in tandem, people basically on the front lines battling the pandemic globally. All of that is really keeping the healthcare workers or the HDOs very, very busy with other priorities. And I think in high level, it's creating an opportunity for the cyber criminals to hit a weak spot, just since people's minds are elsewhere and they're doing a lot of things at the same time. And I think that this really exacerbates the situation and creates a challenge for security vendors or for security teams to be able to deliver security at this time, but in a way that is very simple to implement, with really an emphasis on simplicity, because otherwise getting attention from security teams to implement complex security controls right now is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, so when you look at the landscape right now, not that it wasn't heading in this direction already, but if you look at how big the landscape is now, for us to manage from a cybersecurity. We used to manage inside the walls of the hospital, inside the walls of the health system, if it included physician offices and other things of that nature. Now, kind of COVID innovation driven, which is great. It's a great silver lining. We've been able to leapfrog in technology, but also the landscape is so big now that we have to protect in cybersecurity, including every personal device, everybody at home, everywhere. How do you kind of look at that process?
You know what? I really think that this is a paradigm shift. The way that I like to look at this I like to call this a digitalization at the edge. What I mean by the edge is that before most of the digital assets, and it's still kind of the situation, were in the acute hospital locations. And now what we're really seeing is a push outwards. And when I say outwards, there's a much more going on in the outpatient facilities and in the clinics and so on, because people are directed there instead of the acute care locations, just to balance things out. And of course, the huge impact that telemedicine and remote patient monitoring is going to have, or is already having, that's even pushing digitalization further to the homes. So to me, from a security perspective, there's going to be a paradigm shift that will require HDOs to incorporate security controls in those areas as well. And it really starts to me with strategic thinking, because it's a huge change from what we've done so far in healthcare, which is challenging as it is, as you know, but it's going to get even more challenging the way I see it.
So as you mentioned, you got your start in Israel in the military, and no matter what country it is in the world, we always thank people for their military service. So I'm a veteran, so thank you so much for your service, Jonathan, that first and foremost. And as part of that, there's probably nobody better and some of the best in the world at cybersecurity than the Israelis. And it really is a focus. You know, they've got this super intense cybersecurity force that you were part of that really does drive some of the world level innovation. And so obviously, if we're innovating in technology and medical devices and IoT and all these things are growing, expanding and innovating in healthcare, the security needs to innovate at the same pace. So what are you seeing from that perspective? How is security, cybersecurity, innovating to keep pace with the rest of the industry?
You know what? It's all about a cybersecurity innovation being making progress at the same pace or close to the same pace as the cyber criminals. And I think that today in Israel and in other places, there is just a great talent pool from people that have been working on the cybersecurity domain in previous roles, whether it's in military or non-military. And there's a really good, right now, I feel, innovation community or entrepreneurship community focused on cybersecurity. And there are a lot of great ideas that are happening out there. So I do think that if you put the right people together with the right level of experience, we have a really great opportunity to not lag behind too far from the cyber criminals. And I feel that the pace is, the challenge is certainly becoming greater with all the new technologies, IoT, one of them being introduced into networks. But I think innovation is not lagging behind, thankfully, today.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, and we just completed our Most Wired Digital Health Survey for this last year. And one of the things that came out of that in the cybersecurity study portion of the survey was generally everybody moved up in, for lack of a better term, maturity or capability in cybersecurity. But definitely some moved up faster than others. And there's still organizations that don't have a comprehensive, and this is in healthcare, don't have a comprehensive cybersecurity program. Kind of easy to describe them of the haves and have nots in this world. Why do you think in our industry in particular, we see that there are definitely still some organizations that are just not giving the full attention and focus to cybersecurity like they should?
You know, that's a great question. And in fact, it's one of the things that really attracted me to innovate in healthcare security. I think the challenge in healthcare is increasingly difficult because of two different things. One, from a technological aspect, it is a tough problem. There is a unique diversity of assets and diversity of workflows within the healthcare environment, which really makes it a tough technological problem that you can't necessarily solve with a kind of the, I'd say, known tools out there today or the standard tools out there today. But second, and this might even be a greater challenge, is there's also a complex governance challenge, meaning that you're gonna need multiple stakeholders from the HDO, not just from the security team, you're also gonna need the IT team, you're gonna need the clinical engineering team, and sometimes even other parties as well, to participate and to collaborate in order to get a good security program in place. And I feel that some organizations, it's hard for them to do both, to get to tackle the technology, but to also tackle the right governance structure to really move things ahead efficiently. So I would certainly encourage, by the way, in my eyes, organizations, before they start tackling the technological piece and getting vendors involved, such as Medigate, I would start tackling the governance problem to get a good task force in place, so that you're really making good progress once you start getting technology companies involved.
Yeah. So as you just mentioned those things, is this a U.S. unique issue, or as you work globally, what are you seeing from a global scale? Is it, or do other countries, do other environments take this more seriously, less seriously, kind of have the same issues from a global platform perspective?
Yeah, that's something that really I was really curious to see as we started getting into more organizations globally. And to me, the realization that I reached is that the challenge that we're seeing here in the U.S. is very similar to what organizations outside of the U.S. in Europe or in the or in Asia are seeing as well. But I do think, and this is just based on what I'm seeing, is that the U.S. is ahead in terms of device connectivity. There's just more connectivity, more digital transformation in the United States right now. With some other countries not far behind, but the U.S. is definitely leading in that regard. And I think that this is what also made cybersecurity such a top priority in healthcare today, because organizations in the U.S. realize that they've reached a stage in their overall connectivity where cybersecurity is just a huge factor. So I guess the bottom line is that the challenge is definitely similar, but probably a little bit more advanced in the U.S. given the connectivity status.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of it from that perspective, that with interoperability and all the connections that we're making to medical devices and everything else, that just continues to add to the security threat. That's interesting, to say the least. Well, let's talk about a little bit about leadership, because obviously, as I mentioned, you're an entrepreneur. You and your partner started this company with a twinkle in your eye. And how do you lead, guide, and grow a company? What are your philosophies that help drive Medigate to new levels?
So that's a really good question. I think for me, there are two things that I really try to focus on. One is really to have a clear definition of the mission and the vision. And it should be a focused one. And I think that once you're able to articulate to your company and to your employees what the vision is in a very crisp and concise manner, you're gonna be successful in terms of convincing them to follow you in the journey. So a crisp vision is definitely a one key to this. The other part is, I think, perseverance. In the world of entrepreneurship, as you can imagine, there are good times and there are tough times, and there's a lot of instability because of a lot of various factors. It's one of those things when you're small. But just persevering with the situation, just keep going despite things that may happen in the meantime, I think it gives the the company the confidence that it needs to continue to follow. And that's a key part of the leadership mentality that we try to instill in the company.
So one of my favorite books is a book that was given a gift on one of my trips over there is The Startup Nation. Because obviously there is just so much entrepreneurial spirit, especially in cybersecurity, but in tech as a whole and other areas, which comes out of Israel. That philosophy is just ingrained into the people there. Kind of what did you carry into this that you really brought as part of a natural kind of flow of what you kind of have learned and been developed there?
That's a wonderful question. So, of course, I've read the book as well. And I think that one of the key things that it hits on, which is really interesting, is that you should not be fearful of failing. That failing is part of the process. And one of the things that I took with me very, very early on in this path of entrepreneurship is that we should do our best, and sometimes it won't work, and it's okay. It's part of the journey, and it's to be expected. In order to be successful, you got to fail a couple times, and wholeheartedly, I believe in that. Now, granted, I'm hopeful that we won't have too many failures, because that's not great either. And thankfully, I think we've been able to minimize that. But just that mindset, I think that ultimately that helps companies take the necessary risks, especially in early stages, to ensure success. And I really think that's embedded in the entrepreneurship culture, and it's something that I have a deep respect for.
Yeah, I remember a quote, and I wish I remember who said it, but I don't, which is, you can't win a game if all you're trying to do is not lose. So it's just this mindset of you got to keep trying, you got to keep going. I love that when you're from that perspective. So kind of back to the beginning of this, you have, the best I can figure, you have teams of people. Now, granted, I'm sure some of them are remote workers, but with your offices, you have teams now scattered across at least 10 time zones, from Tel Aviv all the way to California. So how in the world do you keep 10 time zones of people connected, focused, vision driven? How in the world can you do that?
You know what? That's a great question, and something that I've been thinking about and quite frankly, sometimes struggling with. Really, I'm very, very happy that we live in this digital world. Otherwise, this would be almost impossible to achieve. And what I try to do, managing such a distributed team with so many people in so many places in the globe, is I think through two things. One is you really need, in my eyes, a very stable cadence with your various team members, so that you at least you're able to touch at least most of the people in your organization, most of the key leaders, on a weekly basis. And granted, that may require some less sleep, but that's fine. Some crazy hours, but that's absolutely understandable. But you have to be able to communicate with your people on a weekly basis. I think that's key. And the other thing, which is more company-wide, I think, not just with the leadership team, is going back to what I was talking about, that concise, crisp message and vision. That is very, very important in my eyes to articulate and then to reiterate repeatedly company-wide, so that every person in the organization knows what he's supposed to do, knows what the ultimate vision is. And even if he doesn't have the prescriptive guidance at a point in time, he or she never loses sight of the vision. And that makes a better decision-making in real time. So those two things, I think, are foundational in the way that I like to govern our company across one too many time zones, I would say.
Oh, so we're getting ready to run out of time with our time together here, but I'd love to get your thoughts on kind of the future of healthcare as we talk about this really being the ramp up of true digital healthcare moving forward. What do you see this next maybe 2 to 5 years looking like?
So that's a great question. I think that one thing, and you hit on this, Russ, earlier in this conversation, is the silver lining of what we're seeing throughout COVID is the acceleration of the digital transformation. And I think that obviously there's been so much writing about this and so many reports and articles that I'm sure all the viewers have read at least part of them. That is certainly happening. And I think to me, as I look at it kind of through the lens of a cybersecurity company, I think a huge part of that is going to be telemedicine, remote patient monitoring, and really that digitalization at the edge that I was talking about earlier. I think really the sky's the limit in terms of what we can achieve if healthcare is distributed to the home, in terms of this being cost efficient, in terms of this reaching every person on the planet. It's really an exciting notion. And I think we're heading in the right direction. At the same time, I think we should be doing it safely. That paradigm shift that I was talking about in terms of cybersecurity, we have to make sure that that's happening at the same time. But I think that the trend is really exciting and advantageous in terms of what it's going to do and its impact.
Well, kind of one last question to wrap up our time together, Jonathan, as you look at this environment we're working in and your entrepreneurial spirit and the threats that cybersecurity and everything else, kind of what do you encapsulate kind of your last couple of thoughts, wisdom, advice, whether that be for entrepreneurs or for organizations trying to secure their front door and back door in this case? What's your last couple of ideas of advice for them?
So you know what, I guess I'll direct this to the entrepreneurs that may be listening to us. I think it's what I would encourage, and especially in healthcare, being such a complex environment, is two things. One is listening. We have to listen to the HDOs, listen to the professionals that live through this day by day. And there's a lot of learning that you can do. Don't just speak, but also listen. More importantly, listen. I think that has taught me a whole lot. And the other thing is patience. I think every entrepreneur needs to be patient. Innovation doesn't happen in a day. Good ideas don't happen in a day. And especially in healthcare, where it is a complex domain, just articulate the vision and just have patience in terms of execution. I think those two are really good lessons learned that I've had from this venture.
Wow. If we just did those three things you just mentioned, listen to the customer, be patient, and stay focused on the vision. Wow. What a difference. It's so easy for us to get distracted. Well, Jonathan, as always, it is a pleasure to talk to you. I wish we were doing it in person because you're such a joy to be around and just such a good person, good friend to not only Chime, but to me personally. Thank you for taking the time and sharing so much today.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. And I'm looking forward to another breakfast in Brooklyn as soon as this pandemic is behind us.
I do as well. And we would like to thank our listeners. Thank you for listening to this episode of our Leader to Leader podcast series. As always, you can listen to this and all of our podcasts at either Spotify or Apple, as well as at our website, chimecentral.org/media. But for now, as we continue in this pandemic, please take care. Stay home. If you can't stay home, wear your mask. Be safe. And God bless.